Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harb. I'm in Hanover at the Domatex Germany show, and I'm at the Matex space, and I'm with Luc Bloemaert, the CEO, and Olivier Decouter, who's the Chief Commercial Officer. Gentlemen, you doing okay?
Doing fine, thank you. Welcome, Kemp.
Doing fine, excellent, welcome.
All right, so we got together not too long ago in the U.S. You've just built a $70 million carpet backing plant in Eaton, Georgia. And I want to get to that in a minute, but before we do that, let's tell our listeners a little bit about Matex.
Matex is a company that exists for 19 years now. We started off with our first facility in the Middle East, in Saudi. Since 1997, you know, we built five more global manufacturing units.
So you're a global supplier, and you have manufacturing now.
We have manufacturing locations in four different locations. So two are in Saudi Arabia, one is in Dubai in the Emirates, and the latest one, our flagship, is in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's focus on that for a minute. You know, most people that know the carpet industry, the backing industry, know that for many years it was made by independent manufacturers, and then some of the large carpet producers backwards integrated and bought some of the suppliers that were there. And now you're coming forward and you're building a brand new plant to supply the U.S. producers of carpet. Tell us a little bit about your strategy in making this investment.
Well, first of all, you know, we're a global company and we need to be where our customers are. Now, one can only grow via export up to a certain level. You know, we reached that level 3-4 years ago in the U.S. and then the decision was made to become local, to become a U.S. manufacturer. And, you know, we did it for our customer, and thanks to our customers, we are there today.
Actually, let me give you some statistics, because I've toured your facility recently. It's a 500,000 square foot facility. As I said, it's a $70 million investment. You employ 165 people, and you source your polymer from Houston, so it's even American-made polymer, right?
We're 100% American. Mm-hmm. And the equipment is not American, but that's not our fault.
Yeah, well, actually, hardly any equipment is nowadays. But all right, so a couple other things. Some people who don't know backing very well don't know how intricate the process is for making backing, because you do buy the polymer, you extrude your own fiber, you extrude your own tape, you spin your own yarn, you weave, and that's a plane weave and a lino weave, and so there's a lot of different processes that go on in this plant, right?
That is correct. There's a lot of technology in there, and that's what, you know, Matex has always been a technology leader. Technology is one thing, then it's the human factor, the people, the human capital. That's important as well, and we try to attract the best talent that is available. Mm-hmm. And that's also the reason why we came to Eaton, Georgia, because we're in the heart of the carpet industry, you know, where there is plenty of talent available to us.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one of the things that's probably been lacking since some of these large mills backwards integrated is some of this R&D development. And you've actually got some products that are going to help in, for instance, the fastest growing soft categories, modular. And you have developed products that help process modular carpet, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, we developed the polyester backing that is unique and that is going to help the industry in getting all the benefits of a non-woven, but from a woven product, with all the advantages of a woven product. Mm-hmm. We've started with some major players in the U.S. We've got outlets that are using it in Europe and in Asia, so we believe in our product very much.
This probably goes without saying, but while backing is relatively inexpensive,
it's the heart of the carpet.
Yeah, I mean, it actually forms the foundation.
It's the lung, it's the foundation. You know, the yarn that is put in the carpet, if it's a polyamide 6 or 6-6, you know, is $3-4 maybe a pound, depending on the type of yarn, whether it is a frise, yes or no. Mm-hmm. So you better put the right backing on your tufter, you know, if you don't want to lose a lot of money on the yarn side.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you've built this factory and it's up and running, how has it been received? I mean, a lot of the American manufacturers have accepted you with open arms, right?
Yeah, actually, there's first of all the service. Our service level increased tremendously. Rather than importing it from the Middle East, we're in the heart of the industry. So somebody needs two roles. In the afternoon, we just deliver those two roles. Again, we're 100% American. We employ all Americans, resin is American. So it gives a lot of trust, and we're not considered as a importer that just, you know, has a big warehouse and services. but we are a fully fledged industrial player servicing the American carpet industry, and that gives a very, very high level of trust.
Now, some people might ask why you would spend $70 million to build a backing plant in a country where carpet is having right now a little bit of a diminishing share. How do you answer that?
We came to the U.S. to service our customers and their needs. When I said 4 years ago that we are here to stay, you know, we are coming, truly coming to America, mm-hmm. and we are there now. The market is the market in a decline? I think the biggest decline has happened. The industry needs reliable suppliers with innovative products and with the latest technology. You know, our technology is young. It's state of the art.
Yeah, I would like to add to that, you know, even if it would be declining a little bit, today the American total carpet volume is estimated to be around 1.2 billion square yards on yearly production. That's a huge volume. So with our facility, we can service that. I mean, not totally, but it is really worth to invest what we invested in that plant to service that huge carpet world that is still there.
So I've mentioned before that in the United States, unlike many other developed countries, carpet from a surface type has the leading share of the market. There's also this factor of a pendulum swinging where there's the possibility where carpet could become even more popular later. But there's a second thing you're doing that's a little bit of a safety diversity, and that is that you're also heavily invested in both the geotextile market and the synthetic turf business, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I think in synthetic turf, we are today the second biggest player on the globe. In carpet backing, I would say that we are... If we're not number one, we're very close to be number one. And in geotextiles, where we are a global supplier of high-tenacity staple fiber and non-wovens, again, that we make them for the local domestic market back in the Middle East.
So we're at the Domotex show, and obviously you're a global supplier. How's the show been? You come every year. How's the show compared to other years?
For us, it's busy. It's an ideal forum to meet all of our customers, you know, from all over the world. It saves on a lot of business trips. And yeah, it's my 25th Domotex, would you believe? And it's still good. I think it's worthwhile for us to be here.
And I have to say that, you know, there's quite some optimism in the market. There have been a few years of pessimism where people were, you know, not too happy about the business. And that probably has to do with the fact that the decline of the carpet industry is over. And that is what I experienced today, that people are more optimistic. So they look at a good, you know, 2016 and possibly coming years.
All right, guys, it's great to visit with you. Again, been talking to Luc Bloumart, who's CEO, and Olivier Ducoutier, who is the Chief Commercial Officer with Matex. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.